Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
You're listening to Pit Pass F1. My name's Michael Laminato, and this is sprint qualifying day at the 2024 Chinese Grand Prix. Pit Pass F1 is brought to you by Evergreen Podcasts, and on today's episode, Lando Norris takes sprint pole, is stripped of sprint pole, and then gets sprint pole back again in a chaotic wet weather session. It was a day for the rain masters in China, with Lewis Hamilton squeezing a second-row performance out of his recalcitrant Mercedes, and Fernando Alonso lining up in third. And why does the Shanghai International Circuit keep lighting itself on fire? To talk us through the first day of track action at the Chinese Grand Prix, let's hear now from Diego Mejia in the Shanghai paddock all this weekend.
Hello everyone, I'm Diego Mejia speaking to you from Shanghai to get you the Chinese Grand Prix Friday edition of the Pit Pass F1 podcast. A day of fire, then rain, flames mysteriously igniting trackside twice during the day, in both free practice in the morning and sprint shootout qualifying in the afternoon. Then the rain making for a very challenging SQ3 for the top 10 drivers. Just as I mentioned, I was told yesterday by Bernd Mailander, the safety car driver in Formula 1, the track surface would become more slippery than usual in the wet with the bitumen that was put on the pavement since the last time F1 raced here. In the end, it was Lando Norris who came out on top to score his second sprint shootout pole following the one in Brazil last year. But it wasn't without some confusion after he initially had lost his pole lap due to track limits. However, it was later reinstated after race control deemed that he had not obtained any advantage from starting his lap following a track limits infraction on the last corner on his previous lap. Russia 2021 comes to mind. It was Lando's first pole position on a drying track. He came close to his first victory back then, but lost it to Lewis Hamilton on the last lap of the race when rain suddenly arrived. This time he has made the most of the conditions, and he obviously expects to translate that into his first win in an F1 race, even if it's not a Grand Prix. Lewis Hamilton and Mercedes are finally enjoying a competitive performance, with the six-time Shanghai winner making the most of the rain that somehow diluted the main issue that hampered the W15 in dry conditions. It was probably easier for him to get it towards the front in the wet than it was for him to get all the way to SQ3 and the front row for Saturday's sprint. Looking at the telemetry traces from their best lap, Lando's versus Lewis's, the majority of the time Lando gains on Lewis comes in the low-speed corners, which, funny enough, has been an Achilles heel for McLaren even since last year. Lando was V-shaping the corners more and gaining under braking and entry relative to Lewis, who was rounding more the corner entry into the low-speed sections of the track. It was a massive 1.2 second gap for Norris, and it was over 1.5 seconds actually before the hairpin on the final sector. It was by no means an easy session for anyone, and actually Max Verstappen struggled for tire temperature in SQ3 and could only manage P4, quite an unusual result for him in the wet. Actually, Checo Perez looked the fastest driver from Red Bull, leading SQ1 and setting the fastest lap at the very beginning of SQ3 when they hit the wet track for the first time. He made a mistake on the final corner of his final lap and thus lost a chance of being at least on the front row. Checo has been saying and actually told me in Japan that he would know his future very soon. This week he said it would be a matter of weeks before he was able to announce what he was going to do, but Christian Horner doesn't seem to be on his same timeline. I asked him about this today in the TV pen, and he said in the FIA press conference on Friday that they were in no rush to announce their driver lineup. It is interesting that he doesn't speak about Checo only and he says driver lineup, implying that they still have to confirm Max in some way, although he has a deal in place until 2028, which he acknowledged actually in the press conference. But he also said that they want to make sure that Checo can keep his run of consistency, adding that Carlos Sainz is a key player right now in the driver market, in reply to questions about him being an option for Red Bull for 2025. But one unfortunate encounter for Checo on Friday came during FP1 when he suddenly hit a bird on the back straight. He was in the middle of the track, he was on an in-lap getting ready to pit for a flap adjust, and he hit this unlucky bird. He informed his engineer on the radio. He did not understand at first what Checo was saying. He had to repeat the message to his engineer, who funnily enough is named Hugh Bird. After he understood what Checo was saying, replying that they would check for the bird and possible damages, the Mexican made an easy joke on him, saying, "Yes, a bird, your brother." Ferrari didn't enjoy the best qualifying session as Charles Leclerc hit the barrier on his first outlap in SQ3 after losing control of his Ferrari on the very long right-hand first corner. He was able to rejoin quickly but couldn't find any pace and ended up 7th behind Sainz and Perez, who are ahead of him in row 3 for the sprint. Sainz, for his part, said he struggled to get the rear tires up to temperature and that didn't give him the confidence he needed to push more. One thing they seem to have found is the right way to prepare the tires for a flying lap in the dry, as SQ2 proved, with Leclerc almost matching Verstappen, being just a tenth of a second off him and just edging Perez for P2. Oscar Piastri was frustrated to be only 8th. He rode a gear shift, suddenly putting his car in neutral. However, McLaren, rain or dry, seems to be in a much better position than they anticipated, even following first free practice. Andrea Stella, the team principal, spoke about the long corners of Shanghai exposing the weaknesses of their car, but apparently they have been able to place the car in a window where it seems to be operating well relative to the opposition, bearing in mind that there was very limited running before the sprint qualifying session. But probably the feel-good story of the day was having Zhou Guanyu in SQ3 for the joy of the locals. You would think that it was thanks to the rain creating an unexpected opportunity, but he said that actually he thought they had a better chance of performing well in the dry. GPS traces show that the Sauber is the best car in the slow corners from the midfield teams. So maybe a chance of points for Zhou and Sauber, as Bottas, who was the pole sitter here in 2019 with Mercedes, was also in SQ3 and will start beside Zhou on row 5 on Saturday. If it doesn't rain in the sprint, it should be a non-stop race with the medium compound, the soft showing massive degradation, no less than 4/10 a lap for those who tested it during free practice 1. But if it rains, it should be one sprint you definitely shouldn't miss. But the sprint is only one part of the story for Saturday, as around 3.5 hours after the race is finished, we will have qualifying for Sunday's race. We may well find different conditions for both sessions. FP1 was quite difficult to read because there were varying programs across the pit lane. Lance Stroll was fastest in the session, and that tells you there were indeed very different run plans during that one free practice session on Friday. So let's see if we get more rain or maybe more fire on Saturday. The FIA informed that they were still investigating late into Friday the cause for the fires we saw twice during the day on the grass trackside. They first reported that the sparks coming out of the cars were igniting the grass, but it doesn't happen anywhere else. One theory is that the grass has been treated with some chemicals, so it looks greener, and that may have to do with it. Another theory is that gas could be seeping up through the ground and the sparks are igniting it. But whichever the reason is, fire close to race cars is something you definitely don't want to see. The highlight of the day for me, it has to be watching the crowd cheer Zhou as his Sauber roared through the main straight for the first time in FP1, You could see the fans standing up and cheer him, and obviously even more when he was able to make it through SQ2, then SQ3, and secure a top 10 start for his first ever F1 race at home. It is definitely their best chance to score points this weekend, as the pit stop issues that they have been facing have not been fully solved and could bite them once again on Sunday. So hopefully there is no need for a pit stop in the sprint. That's it for Friday. Remember, this Saturday it's sprint race followed by the normal qualifying session that will set the grid for Sunday's race. Thanks for listening, and I'll be back with more from Saturday of the Chinese Grand Prix.
That was Diego Mejia, who'll be bringing you all the latest from the Shanghai paddock all this weekend. You can find more from Diego on social media. Just check the link in the show description. And you can stay up to date throughout the Chinese Grand Prix by subscribing to Pit Pass F1 wherever you get your favourite podcasts. And if you enjoy the show, we'd love it if you could leave us a rating and a review. You can also find us at pitpassmotorsports.com, where you can check out the Pit Pass Motorsports blog, powered by Podium Life, featuring racing articles and motorsport industry news. Pit Pass F1 is an evergreen podcast. My name's Michael Laminato, and we'll be back with the sprint and qualifying tomorrow.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.